Garrison Common in Toronto was flooded with people as NAMI Res hosted its annual powwow in celebration of National Indigenous History Month. Traditional Indigenous drums and singing could be heard around the park on June 15 as performers danced in their regalia, kicking off the powwow. NAMI Res, Native Men's Residence, is a Toronto-based organization that supports homeless Indigenous men by providing outreach and locating housing. Timothy Walmsley, manager of outreach services at NAMI Res, said the organization started doing powwows in shelters 21 years ago and has grown exponentially. "It's just a good gathering spot where we could see friends and make new friends," he said. "It's nice to reconnect with people and just to see smiles on their faces and stuff like that." NAMI Res was formed in 1985 and solely focused on helping Indigenous men in need. Walmsley said their services have since expanded. "Originally we're supposed to be helping Indigenous men, but we help everyone. Both Native and non-Native, both women and men," he said. People from all backgrounds came to experience the powwow, including Vero Diaz and Alexandra Barbarena. They said coming to the event was their way to learn and connect with the Indigenous peoples in the Toronto area. "Part of why we came is because it's an all-nations powwow," Barbarena said. "We're both, I guess you could say, detribalized from South Central America across the other parts of Turtle Island." She said it's her third time coming to the powwow and attending feels like fulfilling a prophecy for both of them. "We're just reconnecting with these nations that maybe the last time we connected was probably a few generations ago," Barbarera said. Vendors, Indigenous food stalls and local service tents surrounded the circle where the traditional Indigenous performances took place. More than 19,000 people from across Ontario attended last year's powwow, and the number has continued to increase every year, Walmsley said. "Every year it grows, so imagine we'll eclipse that this year," he said. "Even when it rains, people still come out. Maybe not as much, but we still have tons of people. And today I'm expecting just great memories and a good time." Walmsley said the powwow is always planned around National Indigenous Peoples Day, which will be celebrated this Friday, June 21.